Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Bedil. Maseches Krisis is dedicated by the Donors Fund. Le'ilu Nishmas Shena Esther Bas Rabbi Shaya.
Krisis Daftes. We'll start the shiur with the Gemara early on Chesmet Beis. The sugi of years discussing the Korban Hageir, that Hageir is mechuyu to bring a Korban, just like the Gemara says, that just like Avisenu Nichnasu Libris. And the Gemara earlier brought down a machlikus in the Mishnah of Lesbe Yaakov and Rabbonon, where the Ager is also included in the Klal of Mechusri Kapora, just like the Zavo, Yeledes, Metzira. Reb Lesbe Yaakov holds that the Ager is also someone who is called a Mechusri Kapora. Rabbonon disagree, and Rabbonon hold that he's not called a Mechusri Kapora. And the Gemara says the reason is because the reason why the Ager is bringing a Korban is Lachshuri Nafshe Lemeal Bekol. The purpose of the Korban, the Tachlis, is in order to allow himself to come into the call, and Mamela, this is the reason why he's bringing the Korban. It's not because he's Mechusa Kapora, and he's not Ati Kodshim, like we discussed earlier in Davches. The Pashtus of the Loshon of this Gemara, that the Gemara says that the reason why he's bringing a Korban is Lachshui Nafshei Bekol, will seem that until he's brought his Korban, he's not actually completed his Geirus totally, and he still has a halacha that he's osel lekol, and therefore he needs his korban in order to allow himself to be muta bekol, in order to be able to marry someone in the kol Yisrael. So to Tosfos Yeshanim later on in Daf Tes Amud Aleph, Tivam Aschil Tzorich, the Chazanish is medayik, the Chazanish is in Kodshim and Likutim, in Krisis Chesem Ed Beis, he's medayik from the Tosfos Yeshanim, that the reason he's bringing a korban is in order to allow himself likoneis bekal Yisrael. The Shittim Mekubetze, so he knows Gimel Adzon even more. He says that Ager, before he brought his Korban, who's Baal Bas Yisrael, then he actually passes this Ishali Kahuna, but be also, just like different Isuri Arayis and Psuli Kahuna, so too, this Ger is also going to pass a Isha, but be also Le Kahuna. But the Rashba in Yevomis Daf Mevavim Et Beis, he says that since we find in the end of our Sugi in Daf Tesam Et Aleph, the Gemara tells us, that even though al Bizmana Mikdosh should have to bring a Korban, but Bizmana Zeh, that is not possible for the Ger to bring a Korban, it is not Ma'akev, the Pasuk tells us, L'doyri Seichem, that it is all L'doyri is possible to become a Ger, Mamela says the Gemara, the Ikhoivas Korban is not Ma'akev L'doyri. Says the Rashba, it's Mistaba to say that just like Bizman Hazeh, where there's no Korban, the Korban Ager is not Ma'akev, then so too Bizman HaMikdosh, even though he has a Chivas Korban, he has to bring a Korban, but the Korban is not going to be Ma'akev enough to say that he's not completed his Gerus, and then not allowing him to come L'Klal Yisrael. The din of the Korban, Bizman HaMikdosh, is only a Chivah on him, but it is not actually a Issa beforehand to say that it is Ma'akev, that he hasn't yet actually come in L'Kahal Yisrael. And the Lashon of the Gemara by us, that the Gemara says that the reason why he's bringing his Korban, L'Achshuri Nafshei Bekol, just means that he's going to become a Koshi Yisrael to finalize his Geirus, but does not mean to tell us that beforehand he's Taka also L'Kol. So this is the Rashba Shitta, and he learns out from Bizman Hazeh, and the Rashba holds that a Korban Ageir during the Zman HaMikdosh is not Ma'akev, and Mamela, he's mutter lekol even before he brings his korban, not like the Tosfos Yeshanim learns by us the Gemara Kipshutoi, that it is also lekol. The Avnei Nezer discusses this bariches in Yeridea, Simen Shin Dan Mem, he's very marich this machlekes, whether a ger is actually mutter lekol before he brings his korban. The Rambam in Mechusi Kapori in Peik Aleph Halacha Bey, it's not so clear what is the shit of the Rambam benegea this machlekes. The Rambam over there tells us that a ger before he brings his korban is osa lechul bekodshim. This is like we said earlier in Davches, that even though the Rambam paskins like the shit of the Rabbonon, but he still holds that the ger is not allowed to eat kodshim, and the Rambam says the reason is because since he has a korban, it is ma'akiv from him to become a ger gomor, and he hasn't yet been nichnas, he hasn't yet entered ksheiri Yisrael, he hasn't yet become a kosher of Yisrael, and therefore he can't eat kodshim because he hasn't yet finalized his gerus. Now, the Rambam doesn't discuss, Lemais, what does this mean, that he hasn't entered someone be called a Geir Gomu. The Meshech Chochme in Bamidbar, Tesvav, Yud Gimel, he says that the Mashmos of Lashon Rambam is Sosum, because the Rambam doesn't tell us what does this mean, that if he's not a Koshi Yisrael, he can't eat Kochim, does this mean to say that actually he's not a total Geir, and therefore he's also a call like the shit of the Tetzis Yishonim? All the Rambam just means that he hasn't yet finalized his Geirus, even though he's Mutal a call, but he's still not not yet nichnas legeir gomur, and therefore he's also bekodshim. The Rambam says in Meshech Chochma is unclear in the geder of this geir who hadn't yet actually bore his korban. They all who are mitzadeid in the Rambam, when they say the makor boruch chelik beis melametes, so to the Evan Ozel in Maisa Hakorbanos Perek Aleph Halachadov, the Chazanish we said earlier, they say that since the Rambam doesn't say explicitly that the geir is osa lekohol before he brings the geir, before he brings his korban, therefore the Rambam actually means to say that he's permitted to come lekohol. He has already a geirus with his mila and tevila, but only kodshim he's not allowed to eat. For this, we need the geirus gomu, and in order he has to bring a korban. The Avnei Nezer, on the other hand, he says that from the fact that we find that the Rambam broke this down in Hilchos Isuri Bia, this is the place where the Rambam tells us that the geir needs to have a korban kedei likonis lebris. The Rambam is in Isuri Bia, Peikud Gimel Alocha Aleph. How does this come into Isuri Bia? Says Avnei Nezer, it seems that the Rambam holds that the chuyvas korban of the geir is actually what's taking him out from being called a goy and entering Klal Yisrael. And therefore, beforehand, he's be'emes also to come into Klal Yisrael, like the shitta of the Tosfos Yeshonim later on. So as we said, there's a machlikas Yeshonim over here between the Tosfos Yeshonim and the Rashba, and in the shitta of the Rambam, it seems to be a machlikas, is not so clear on the Lashon of the Rambam, if he means to imply that the Geirus has not yet finished, and he has a loch of a goy, who is not allowed to get married to Klal Yisrael yet, since he hasn't yet brought his korban. Now the Gemara in Yevomus, Mem Zayinu Mit Beis, brings down a Breisa, and the Breisa over there says that a Geir, Kivishet Toval Va'olo, the second he's done a Maisa Tvila after his Mila, Harehu Ki Yisroel L'chol Dvorov. He has a Locha like Yisroel for everything, says the Gemara. This means to say that if he's going to be Mekadesh Ha'isho, Kiddusha of Kiddushin, even though a Goy who's Mekadesh Ha'isho, Yisraelis, the Kiddushin is not Chal, says the Gemara that a Geir, Kivishet Toval Va'olo, Harehu Ki Yisroel L'chol Dvorov, and the Gemara says, even though afterwards, he's chuzel esuroi, he cannot become after the goy, he remains always a Yisrael, l'chol dvarov, that kedusha of is a kedushin, and he has a locha of Yisrael mumma if he starts doing averius like a goy, but he does not turn back into a goy. This is the Gemara in Yevomus Mem Zayin Omid Beis. Now, the Tiferet Yisrael, in Boyaz over here, in his Aleph, he points out that l'chere, after the Tvila, how does the Breisa tell us, kimeshe toval va'olo, he has a locha of Yisrael? By us in the Sugi we see that he has to bring a korban, and it is not enough that he does tevila by itself. And from the notion of the Breisa, it would seem that with the tevila itself also, he's already got a locha of Yisrael l'chol dvarov. Says the Tiferes Yisrael, so too the Evan Ozel, the Bisa Zalman, he writes this in a letter to Bishlem Zalman Oyerbach, at the back of Avodah Chilek Beis. The Chazanish also, in Evan Ezer, Simekuf Mem Zayin, in Daf Mem Beis, if got a new test, they say that l'chere seems from the Gemara, that even if one is going to hold, like we said from the Tosfos Yeshonim, that the geir before his korban hasn't actually completed his geirus, and therefore he's not allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael, he's not allowed to nichnas lekol, but if he's mekadesh ha'isho, the kedushi of his kedushin, his kedushin is going to be toifis, because since he has a locha of a Yisrael, it is missing his geirus, this is not allowing him to come lekol, but since he has a locha of Yisrael, this is enough that the Tfisas Kiddushin should be Chal, and Memela, this is what the Breisa tells us over there in Yevomus, Kivin Shetoval Va'olo, Harayiku Yisrael Chol Dvorov, that the Kiddushin is going to be Chal. So even though we said that he's not actually a full Yisrael, and he's still also to go and marry someone, a Bas Yisrael, and be Nichnas Klal Yisrael, even so, the halacha is that his kedushin, if it's going to be mekadesh ha'isha, the kedushin is going to be chal, not like the goy, who the kedushin is not chal, and we need to have Yisrael, and for this is enough of tvila lekula alma. The Chofetz Chaim in Lekutei Halachos, over here he says that one can argue, and say that that breiser, which says, kima shetoval va'ola ayeki Yisrael l'chol dvarov, is actually not referring to a geir bizman ha-mikdosh, that it's possible for him to bring a korban. We can say that the Breisa over there is referring to a geir bizman hazeh, and bizman hazeh, the Gemara says later on clearly, everyone agrees that the korban is not ma'akev. But emes the lashon of the Breisa over there is that geir bizman hazeh, it's referring to mashma, it's referring to a geir bizman hazeh where there's no korban. So on that, the seifa of the Breisa that finishes the Breisa kimeshe toval va'olo, harehu ki Yisroel l'chol dvarov, one can say that Be'emes, according to the Tosfos Yeshonim, who holds that a geir is not permitted to come to the call, since he's missing in his yid, he hasn't yet become yet a full geir, therefore also his kedushin maybe will not be chal, just like a goy cannot be mekadesh ha'isha. This what we find in the Braisa, says the Chofetz Chaim, one can say that the Braisa is only talking and referring to Bizman Hazeh where there's no korban, and therefore it is enough, Kim Sheh Tova Al Va'Olo, Ha'e'u Ki Yisrael L'chol Dvarav. A different dichui we find in the Sefer Takonas Agunas, in Chiluk Beis Simchof Aleph Yisdalet, he says also, like this Taino of the Chofetz Chaim, that one can say, according to the Tetzis Yishonim, who holds that Be'emes a Geir is actually also the call, he hasn't yet finished, completed his Geirus, he's not allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael, then one can say also his Kedushin is not going to be Chal. The reason why the Gemara tells us this Bereis over here says that from the Tevila he has Aloch of Yisrael, that his Kedushin is Chal, says that Takonas Egunas, it could be that the Bereis is the Shit of a Blezer Ben Yaakov. And we find over here Blezer Ben Yaakov holds that the Geir is called him Chusek Kapore, because he holds a Geir is Ma'ukav Lechul Bekotshim, and the reason why he's bringing a korban is because he wants to become Mutter to eat Kotshim. Memela says that Takonas Agunas, one can explain the Machlekes over here between the Rabbonon and the Blezer Ben Yaakov and say that the Blezer Ben Yaakov is the one who holds that a Geir before his korban is already a complete Tzid, he's a complete Jew, he's already finished his Geirus, and the reason why he's bringing a korban is only to permit him to eat Kotshim. Whereas the Rabbonon disagree, the Rabbonon holds no, the reason why he's bringing his korban is because he's still missing, he hasn't completed his Geirus, and he hasn't yet left his being a Goy, and this is the reason, also, could be this is enough, for him not to be able to eat Kotshim, like we explained earlier. But there is a fundamental machlokes in the Havana of the korban, which the Geir has to bring. According to Blessed Be Yaakov, the Geir is only bringing a korban to permit him to eat Kotshim, whereas according to the Rabbonon, this is actually to be able to complete his Geirus, to become Nichnas Likshei Yisrael. Mamela says that Takonas Agunas, it could be that the Breis is like a Blessed Be Yaakov, who holds that with the Tvila itself, his Geirus is complete, and the korban is only to permit him to eat kotshim, and therefore the Braisa tells us kim shetova halva olo hareyu ki Yisrael chol dvorov that he can be mekadish eisho and kiddusha of kiddushin. Whereas according to the Rabbonon, who hold that the korban is actually to complete his geirus, therefore they hold that it could be that in kiddushin toifsin, like the Chofetz Chaim explained, also to be matcha this Braisa in the Gemara. So we have over here a machloikas. First of all, a big machlokes between the Rashba and the Tosfos Yeshonim, whether he's mutter to go and marry a Bas Yisrael, and second of all, if he's Kedusha of Kedushin, it could be that even though he is not actually mutter lekol, but he still has a Chalois Kedushin because he has a Loch of Yisrael enough with the Mila and the Tevila itself. This is a discussion in the Gemara in Chesamet Beis, earlier at the beginning of the Sugya, of the Geder of the Geir before he brought his Korban. Now, in the Iker Gemara over here, that a Geir has a Chuyva, he is Mechuyav to bring a Korban, there are a few interesting Shailas, Benegea, this Korban HaGeir. The first Shaila is that Be'emes and Ha'osugi will only find the Korban mentioned by the Geir who's actually becoming a Geir, not by the Geiris. We don't find by Isha who wants to become a Geiris. Does she also have to bring a Korban? Just like we find over here, the Geir has to bring a Korban. The Gemara doesn't make any mention what's the halacha of the Geiris, but the Rambam says clearly in Yisur Yibir, Peyuk Yud Gimel Halacha Dalid, says the Rambam, so too the Noshim, Habois Lehizgaye, Nichnosois Lebris, Bitvila the Korban, there's no Mila, there's only a Maisa Tvila, but there's also a Din Korban, says the Rambam clearly, so too in the Smag, in Loisa say Kuftezain, they say clearly that halacha is, that so too a woman who's becoming a Geiris, she also has to be in a Korban, just like we find in our sugya, Benegea the Geir. But Be'emes L'schoya seems to be, there's a machlekes about this point, it's not so clear. The Kainoya in Yevomis Daf Menvava Med Aleph, he's Medayik from the Toisvis. Over there in Yevomis Leiton in Menvava Med Beis in Ramas Chile Bishua, that Toisvis over there says that Klal Yisrael, during the Midwan, they became Bari Matan Torah, the Onichnesu Lebris, says the Toisvis, there wasn't actually any Hazor on the Noshim. The Hazor only took place to the Anoshim, to the men, but there's no Hazor from the Korbonois onto the Noshim. And says Tosfos, the Avoseinu, this is referring to the male, the Avoseinu, the men, they were Kiblu Hazor, but the Imois weren't Nichnas Lebris at all with Hazor as Domim, and they were only Nichnas Lebris Bitvila. Mamela says the Kayoneria Lechere, if we find that during the Matan Torah, Tosfos says, according to one Pshatak upon him, in that Tosfos, that there was no Hazor, there was no Korban brought for these Noshim, therefore, so too, says the Karen Ariel to Simon Taisvus over there also, that the Doris, even later on, there's also no Korban, Mechuyev, to bring a korban only on the geir, only on aviseinu, but not on the geiris. And the geiris who actually has been coming and converting and becoming a Yisrael is not, has no chiyuv korban, and she becomes a Yisraelis only with the tefillah by itself, without any chiyuv as korban. A big chidush, says the Kohen Ari, seems to be that Tosfos disagrees with the Rambam and the Smag, and Tosfos holds that the noshim are not mechuyev in a korban. The Kohen Ari himself, later on in Yevamos Mevavim at Beis, over there in the sugya of geiris, says the Kohen Ari that in the Sifri Zuta, in Bamidbar, Perek Tesvov, Pasuk Tesvov, says Mefurish that there's a Pasuk to teach us that a geiris is also chayev in a korban. The Pasuk says, Hakol chuka achas lochem, Velageir Agor, says the Sifri Zuta, Lerabois Neshei HaGeirim, that the wives of the Geirim also, the Geirius, they also have to be in a Korban, it's Mefurish, like the Rambam and the Smag, and not like Tosfos. But it seems to be, says the Kohen Ari, that Tosfos holds a big Chidush, that the Geirius actually is not Mechuy to being a Korban. Another Shaila that Achrinim discuss, interesting Shaila, if the Din of Korban Ageir is only in reference to someone who's a goy and is converting, is becoming a Yisrael, or what happens to an Eved? The halacha is that a goy can become Eved Knani, and later on, when the Rebbe is Meshad Odoin, his master is Meshachre him, sets him out free, the halacha is that he becomes a Yisrael. Does this Eved who becomes the Eved Meshuchre, does he also have to bring a korban because now he's been Nichnas Yisrael, now he's becoming a total Jew, therefore maybe he has to become, he also has to bring a korban Ager. The Mekor Baruch says in Chilek Beis Melametes that the Rambam over there in Yisur Yubia Peik Gimel Aloch Yud Beis doesn't mention, during the Rambam tells us the procedure of the Shichru of the Eved when we're releasing, the master releases the Eved, it doesn't mention in the Rambam any mention that he has to bring a korban. The Rambam only tells us earlier in the Yisur Yubia by the Geir, when the Rambam is discussing the Dini of the Eved, the Rambam doesn't make any mention of any Choyvas Korban, which would seem that the Eved actually does not need to have any Korban. But the Chazon Ish, in Gittin, Simen Chof Dalet, Yukot and Chof, he disagrees, and he says that Kipshuto, he wants us to say that Eved, after his Shichru, needs to have a Korban, and his Eino Euchel Bekotshim until he brings any Korban, because only now his Geirus is becoming complete. Until now, he has aloha of Eved Knani, he's only Mechuyev in Mitzvahs Ke'isho, like the Gemara says earlier in Zayin Amid Beis of Lolomi Isho, but now he's becoming a total Yisrael, he's completing his Geirus. So says Chazon Ish, Mitzvore, one should say that just like a Goy who becomes a Yisrael needs to bring a Korban, so too this Goy, even though he became Eved in between, but he's also changing over from a Goy to Yisrael, he also has to bring a Korban, even though, says Chazon Ish, when he became an Eved, there definitely he's not a total Geir, and therefore he doesn't have to bring a Korban yet, because he's only has a Halacha of Eved Kanani, but the second stage, when he changes over from Eved Kanani to Yisrael, then he has a Halacha, he has to bring a Korban, even though, up till now, says the Chazon Ish, interesting point, that even though up till now, the Halacha is Eved of Yisrael, is allowed to eat Kodshim, Eved of a Kohen, he's allowed to eat Kodshim, so too, so says the Chazon Ish, well, interesting, that when he was Eved, he's allowed to eat Kodshim, but now that his master was Meshacher him, and now he's already a free man, and he becomes a Yisrael, but he's not allowed to eat any Kodshim until he brings a Korban, because now he's eating Kodshim from his own self, and he hasn't yet been Nichnas to Kahal Yisrael until he brings his Korban. Like we said earlier, we pass in La Locha, that even according to the Rabbonon, he's not allowed to eat Kodshim until he brings his Korban. So this is a Machlekes, seems to be a Machlekes in Achrinim, the Makor Baruch took on that the din is only by a goy gomul, but not by a eved, and the eved we don't find any mention in the Rambam that he has to bring a korban, whereas the Chazon Ish holds mitzvore that he has to bring a korban just like a normal goy. So to Ramot Chagifta in the Kovetz HaParadis, in Shana Lamed Dalet, Chivayis Dalet, he says over there that mitzvore would definitely, we have to say, that he has to bring a korban just like a normal goy, and without any raya, it'd be hard to go and say that eved himself, when he becomes meshucher, he doesn't have to bring any korban. One final nidun over here, Shaila, another Shaila on the Geder of the Korban Ageri, that the Ger has to bring this Korban, says Avni Nezer in Yeridea Chilik Beisim Mishin Dalad Mem Sivkot in Yud, says Avni Nezer, that we find our lochus of a Korban, which Korbonois are mutter to be Koriv on a Bomo. We find that Korbonois, which are not Nidav and Nidav, they are Korbonois Choyva, one is Mechuyav to bring a Korban like a Chatos, These korbanos are not korev on a boma. The Gemara tells us in Megillah Tesamet Beis, only dover and nidav and nidav, only someone which is becoming binadover. If someone brings a korban binadover, these korbanos can be brought on a boma during the Shas Heta Abomis. Says the Avnei Nezer, one has to know, what about the korban agir? Is this included in the korban chuyva? Since he's mechuyev to bring this korban, therefore it will not be able to be korev on a boma. And then it will come out that even a geir who's nisgayer during the time of the heter abomois, but he won't yet be able to bring the korban because the boma is only korev, dova, and nidav, and nidav. Or do we say no, that since the korban is not coming for any aveira he's done, it is actually coming to allow him to become Yisrael, maybe this is enough to allow the korban to be brought on a boma also. But says Avnei Nezer, it would seem that this korban is actually not permitted to be korev on a boma, and he'll have to wait until the Bis HaMikdosh is built, and only then he could go and be makriv his korban agir. It's interesting to point out that the Biskirov also discusses this point in the beginning of Pashas Yisro, and he says that Yisro himself was mafrish korbanos agir. He learns this up in the Ramban, but that the korbanos of Yisro were korban agir, and says the Biskirov that Yisro, since it was only bomos over there, didn't yet have a halacha of a Mizbeach to go and be makriv the korbono, it's like a Bis HaMikdosh. Therefore Yisrael had to go and be mafrish the money for the korban, but he couldn't actually do the hakrova, he couldn't actually be makriv yet the korbono, is because they has a aloch of a bomo, and on a bomo, like the Avnei Nezer takes on, he has a aloch of a dovo and nidr, the nidr only, and the korban agir is a chuyvo, he's mchuyv to bring this korban, and therefore it is not koriv on a bomo, and Mamela Yisrael had to go and be mafish the mois, but he couldn't actually go and be makiv before the Akomas HaMishkon. This is like the Biskirov over there in Pashas Yisrael takes on. It seems to be over there in the Ponim Yofo, it's the Aflor, he learns in the Psukim that Yisrael was actually makiv his korbanos agir, which would seem that he disagrees, and he holds that even on a bomo, it will be permitted to go and be makiv korbanos agir. So these are a few nidoinim, a few shailas in the korban agir, whether noshim or mechuyev, whether eved who meshuchra if he has to go and bring a korban, and so too whether korban can be brought on a bomo or only on a mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdosh. Now moving further on into the Breisa, the beginning of Tesamad Aleph, the Gemara brings down the shitta of the Rabbonon that they learn out that Zachuivas korban, every geir has to bring a korban, because just like Avisechem, there's a locha of Kochem kegeir yeh, lochem ekshesiv, loy ledova ache, but the korbanoisechem, for the korbanois, the din is that there's a hekesh telling us that every geir has to go and be in korbanois, just like Klal Yisrael brought korbanois in the Midbar when they became geirim during Matan Torah. The Breisa continues on and tells us another shit of Rebbe. Rebbe oimer kochem ka avisechem, ma avisechem lo nichnusu libris ele bemila utvila v'arto asdam, af heim lo yikonsu libris ele bemila utvila v'arto asdomim. This is the shit of Rebbe who learns out kochem ka avisechem, that we need always three things to be nichas libris. This is mila, tvila, and arto asdomim, which means after being a korban. Now normally one learns that there's no actual machlikas ledina between Rebbe and Rabbonon. There's just different makor. Where is the makor to teach us that the chayiv korban? The Rabbonon say the makor is just like Avisechem brought a korban, so we learn kochem ka Avisechem legabe the korbanos. And Rebbe says that this is a klal that we always need three things: mila, tvila, and atzoas domim. But in Chiddush Bleib Malin, in Chilek Beisim and Samech Beis, he points out that the Rambam seems to learn that this machloikus between Rebbe and Rabbonon is not just in the makor, but it is actually a fundamental machloikas in understanding the chuyva of the korban agir. Says Rebbe Malin that the Chachomim, who learned that the chuyva, the geir as a chuyva to korban, just like Klal Yisrael brought korbanos during Matan Torah when they came in Libris, so too every single geir has to bring a korban. Says Rebbe that this Chachomim, the Chachomim hold that this is a normal chuyvas korban, just like every other korban. Just like we have a korban chatos, say a person has to bring if he does aveira, so too there's a chivas korban on a geir, that if he becomes a geir, he has to bring a korban, just like aviseinu learn akochem ka aviseichem, the korban aviseichem. But Rebbe says that the din of the korban of the geir is not just a chiva on the person to go and bring, that he's became chayiv in the korban agir, but this is actually a procedure and a chilek of his tahalich of becoming a geir, that the geir only becomes a geir just like there's a din of aloch of mila, so too of tvila. Then the third thing is artoas domim, the korban is actually a chelik of the procedure of the ikkegerus. It is not just a chayva on the person himself that he has to bring a korban, even though he became a ger through the mila and tevila, but the korban actually goes into the ikke, tahalich ikke mahalach, of how he's becoming, the procedure of him becoming a Yisrael. This is the Loshon of Rebbe who says that he's nichnas lebris b'mila u'tvila v'artzoas domim. It's not normal chivas korban, but it is a din of artzoas domim, that only through having domim on the mizbeach, this is a chilek of his mahalach, how he becomes a geir. Says Reb Leib that this l'chir is a pshat in a Rambam to answer the question that the Vesheva Koyen asks. The Vesheva Koyen over here in Chesamet Beiser before Lamberger, he asks on the Rambam that when the Rambam discusses the Korban Hager, the Rambam brings down the Alocha, that he can bring Oilas Hager, he brings the Predis, and then says the Rambam he can bring Oilo Shlomim, but the Rambam never tells us that the Breiser, which the Gemara learns out a mute, that he cannot bring a Korban Mincha, the Rambam misses out, and the Rambam doesn't tell us this Alocha, that he cannot bring a Korban Mincha, even though it's clear in the Rambam that the korban he has to bring is either a oif or a behema, but the Rambam doesn't find it necessary to go and tell us clearly that the korban has to be a oif or a behema, and he cannot bring a korban mincha. Now the Gemara tells us, so this is a makori, we have a mute in the Breisa telling us that he cannot bring a korban mincha, asks her before Lamberger, why does the Rambam not tell us over there in beginning of Mechusi Kapora, Peik Aleph Halacha Beis, he should tell us this din, that a korban cannot bring a korban mincha. Explains the Bleib that one can say, that the whole Breisa up till the Shitta of Rebbe is all going in the Shitta of Chachomim. The Chachomim hold that the Chuyvas Korban is a regular Chuyva. He has a normal Chuyvas Korban like every other Korban. And the Breisa therefore discusses which Korban he actually is Mechuyu to bring. Could he bring a Oif? Could he bring a Mincha? And on that the Gemara says that we have a mute telling us that he cannot bring a Korban Mincha. But says the Bleib, this is all in the Shitta of the Chachomim who hold that he's a normal regular Chuyvas Korban. But Rebbe, who's mechadish to us that the korban is actually a procedure and a chilek of him becoming nichnas libris, this is part of his procedure, just like the mila and tvila, then the loshen of Rebbe is that he's nichnas libris, b'mila u'tvila v'artzoas domim. So Mamela seems to be that the chilek of the procedure of becoming a ger is actually the dam, which is nizrak al hamizbeach, the blood which is being koriv al gami hamizbeach ledoyus, when the korban ager, when the ger is bringing a korban on the mizbeach, this is what's been matim, the call, this is a chilek of the procedure, and he's becoming a ger through the artzoas domim. Mameila the Rambam holds, according to Rebbe, that the Rambam brings down the loshen of Rebbe in Peik Yud Gimel Halacha Aleph in Isuri Bia, then there's no need at all to go and tell us that he cannot bring a korban mincha, because a korban mincha doesn't have any domim. There's no blood over there being nizra kalamizbeach, even though in Lomdus, the Koimetz has a din of zrika, but there's no actual domim, there's no blood, therefore of course we need to have a din of a korban behema, or a korban of oilas oif, which have a zrikas dam. Mashenkin a mincha, definitely he cannot have be included in this chiva of a korban ager, since it's needed haritzoat domim, like this is the shit of Rebbe holds at Nichnas Ulibris, because as we explained that according to Rebbe, it's not stam a din korban, but it is a din of artzoas domim, just like he needs a mila and tvila, so too he has to have artzoas domim, and this needs that he should have actually domim ala mizbeach. Mamela, the Rambam doesn't find it necessary at all to go and tell us that he cannot bring a korban mincha, and the psukim earlier are only according to the shit of the Rabbonon, who learn that it is a normal chivas korban. Now the Gemara continues on and tells us in the Breisa that the Ger lochavi preda achas yefsher, to bring one preda, to bring only one bird, the Ger is not possible for him to bring only one. Shelo imotzinu b'chol ha'toyer kulo, we never find any korban of a korban of one preda by itself, one bird by itself. Therefore, the Ger is going to have to bring two predas. Then the Gemara asks, v'loi v'otanya v'ikrivu. Matamid loyma, it says in the posuk v'hikrivu by nedova. Says the Gemara, since it says in posuk v'hikriv shemei ani that a person loyma reol la ulas oif lo yifchis mishnei predim tamid loyma v'hikrivoi, that he's allowed to go and even bring a fila preda achas. Says the Gemara, chuyva mi alo yashkechon, we don't find the korban chuyva coming from one bird by itself. Now Rashi explains that where do we see from the loshen of the posuk v'hikriv shemei ani, says the Breisa, that we know from the loshen of v'hikriv that he has to go and bring two predas. He has to bring two birds. Says Rashi, where do we see this from the Loshon of the Hikriv? says Rashi, Dima Maschil, Hikriv, Mashma, Kolbin Sholim, the Loshon of Hikriv, Mashma, that we need to have a Kolbin Sholim, a total, complete Kolbin, and this has to be two birds. Mamela says the Gemara, we need to have an extra ribui to teach us that a Kolbin Nadova can come even from one bird by itself. Rabbi Negershim says that the Loshon of the Gemara is not actually from word Vehikriv, this is coming from the word Vehikriv min atoyim, which will be Mashmat 2, because the Pasuk continues on that we have to bring two birds. It says Vehikriv min atoyim. So to the Ochlene over here says he would learn like this Pshad in the Gemara, but Rashi says that the Vehikriv itself, the word Vehikriv, it is Mashma, that Korban Sholem, he has to bring a total, complete Korban, which means two birds. Says Abiskirov in the Sefer on the Rambam, Mechdushim Mori Zalevi, in Hilchus Meis HaKorbonis Peik Yudalet Alocha Beis, that it's Mavur and Rashi a very big Yisoid, that this Rashi tells us that the reason why we should have a Hava Mina by Korban Nedova also, that a person should not be allowed to bring one bird by itself, is because we need to have a Korban Sholem. We need to have a complete Korban. Says the Biskarov, it seems in Rashi, that the gather of a Korban, Oilos Oif and Chatzos Oif, the Korban of a Oif, is only complete when you have actually two predos, when you have two birds together, then it is called a Korban Sholem. Normally one would understand that each bird by itself is its own Korban, and therefore you should be able to bring one Korban by itself. Says Rashi, no, the Korban Sholem, a Korban Sholem of birds is only when it's coming two together, when it's a pair, when it's a kinim, when we have a can, then there's a din that is called a Korban Sholem. And therefore, from the word Vehikriv itself, one would think and assume that he has to bring two birds, and therefore we need to have a ribui to teach us that by Nedova we have a Mechudish Diga Havor, we have a very interesting kind of Havor of a half a Korban, even though it's not a real Korban, it's not Korban Sholem. A Korban Sholem is only two birds together. But says the Pasuk V'Krivoi, that he can bring even one bird by itself, even though it's a Chatzi Korban, it's only a half a Korban, there's a new Avor, which is Neschadish, only on the Parsha of Avor, of Nedova. But says the Gemara, Choyva, Miolo Yashkechon, because by Korban Choyva, we have to have a Korban Sholem, and a Korban Sholem, Rashi teaches us, this is only a Korban of two birds. Mamela comes out that the reason why the Ger over here has to bring two birds is not Stam a Limud and a Drosha over here, which the Gemara learns out from this Pasuk, but it is actually so it always that the Korban of birds are only called the whole Korban, both two birds together. This is how Rashi takes out from the word Vehikriv. This is what a Ged of a Korban of Oif is, not like a behemoth, each behemoth by itself, but Oif is only called a Korban Sholem when they're both together, and only by Nedova it is Neschadish that you can bring another Korban, a different kind of Avor of half a Korban, not a Dova Sholem, and this is only by Havor of Nedova and not by Havor of Chivo. And the Biskirov is very Marich, Lov Sugis and Menoches, he's Mazbe with this Yisoid, that there's a Korban Sholem of Oifos, is only two birds together. Like the Rambam is Medaik, the Rambam by us, by the oila of the chiva of the nose of the gear, says the Rambam, they has to bring the two Torim and the two Bnei Yoina. It seems in the Rambam that both of them come lo oila, the two Torim lo oila, or two Bnei Yoina lo oila. It's not like normally when we find the can, one comes lo oila, one comes the chatos. Over here, both of them have to be brought lo oila, because this is what a Korban Sholem is. A Korban Sholem is actually two birds together, and therefore this is the halacha over here of a Korban Agir, like the Biskirov over there is Masbi. But L'chaya, a Raya not like this Pshat, which was not like the Biskarov, is Madaik and Rashi. It's from the Shittim Mekubetzes earlier. The Shittim Mekubetzes in Chesomet Beis, in the Ois Yutes, in Ashmotus. He says, on the Gemara in the Braisa earlier, which teaches us that if a Korban Agir can also be a Behemah and also a Oif, and when he brings a Behemah, he can bring even a Korban Oilo by itself, this is also enough for him to bring a Korban, that the Gemara says, this is a Kol Shekein from the Oilas Oif. Says the Breiser, that so too, if the Geir brings an Oila and a Shlomim, he's also Yoitzer. Even though he could bring an Oila by itself, he can also bring an Oila and a Shlomim together. Now, Rashi already points out that, of course, if you could bring an Oila by itself, definitely you can bring an Oila and a Shlomim, because the Shlomim is superfluous, we don't need it at all, and we can be Yoitzer, the Chivas Korban, with the Oila by itself. So says Rashi, the Loshon of the Gemara, Oila and Shlomim is Lav Dafke. The Gemara just means to imply for the Sefer, that the din is that if he brings a mincha and a shlomim, he hasn't been yoitzer. But the Shittim Mekubetzes explains the different pshat in the Gemara, and the Shitta says that when the Gemara says oila and shlomim, does not mean oilas behema. The Gemara means to tell us that if he brings the oilas ha'oif, even though he cannot bring one oif by itself, one bird by itself, says the Gemara, he has to bring two birds, But if he brings the oil as oif, and the other chilek, he brings a shlomim, he brings a korban of a shlomim, he's also yoitze. Because together, even though a shlomim itself is not permitted for the korban agir, but this can work together with the oil as oif, a bird of oil as oif, and together with the korban behemoth of a shlomim, he can bring this can be yoitze his korban of korban agir. A chiddush, how the Shittim Mekubetzes learns pshat in the Breisa of Oilan Shlomim. And says the Shittim Mekubetzes that the Shlomim works to be mashlim, to complete the Oilas Oif, which is coming by itself, only one bird. Now, according to the Biskeros, Havona, we explained to Rashi that there's a din, that the Korbonos, the reason why they have to bring two birds is because we need a Korban Sholem, and the complete Korban is only when the two birds together. Then the fact that he brings only one bird is not going to help him by being mashlim and going completing this korban with a behemah. Because the behemah is standing on its own, the korban shlomim is on its own. This won't be enough to go be mashlim to go and complete this problem, which the chatzi korban, which one bird is called only a chatzi korban. For this, we're going to have two birds together. So meila lechayyah in the shittah that we see that you can bring a shlomim together with the korban oil asaroy, if lechayyah this would seem that would stammer drosha din that oil can't come by itself. But therefore, says the shittah, he can go and be mashlim and he can go and use and be fill up, complete this korban with the korban shlomim also. So too, the Gemara by Mrs. Mavur by Yeledes. The Gemara asks a question by us that even the Korban Chiva, we also find that he can bring a Korban by itself, one bird. Says the Gemara by Yeledes, she only brings one bird. Says the Gemara, this is not a Taina because Ika Keves Bahado. She also brings a Korban and a Keves together with this bird. And therefore, this is also enough to say that it can be mashlim. Now, according to the Biskirov's Havona, that the reason why we need to have two birds is because a Korban Sholem, this is a big Chiddush to say that in a Korban Yeledes, there's actually a Shlemus, a completion of these birds together, even though it's not two birds, there's only one bird over here, which is only a chatzi korban, can still become completed by the keves, a chidush, which is a chayah in the Gemara over here, mefurish, by a korban yeledes. Al koponim, if you see in the Gemara that even a behemoth can be mashlim, then maybe so too by the Shittim Mekubetzes, it's also a korban shlomim is allowed and enough to be mashlim to complete this korban of the one oif. Al koponim, this is the yesoidut should be skirov, takes out from our sugya, from our Rashi, a big yesoid that's used many times in the Gemara Simenoches, that a korban sholem of oifos is not one bird, but it's actually two birds together. This is what creates this together is called a korban sholem, and one bird is actually called a chatzi korban and not called a dover sholem. Now moving further on into the Gemara tells us that avuseinu nichnusu libris b'mila utvila v'artzoas domim. Says the Gemara, "Bishloim Amila dichsev ki molim hoyu kol am ayoytzim inami mehocher v'evo elaych ve'ech misbiseses bedomoyich v'oyim eloch bedomayich chayi." This is the dam Amila that Klal Yisrael did Mila when they left Mitzrayim, and this was a Mila's geirus. Now Tosfos in Devar Masechet dichsev points out that even though there were people who already had Mila even before they left Mitzrayim, says Tosfos, "Oison shoyin imulim bimei Avraham." The stipler of here in Gilyonis Kiles Yaakov, he explains that Tosis means to say, Mi Mois Avraham, from the days of Avraham Avinu until they left Mitzrayim, which is referring to Shevet Levi, like Rashi explains in Pashas Vezois Habrocha of Rizcho Yintzuru, that Shevet Levi were Mekayim Bismila even in Mitzrayim, says Tosis Lechayra, they are missing the Milas Geirus, because they did the Bris Mila way earlier in Mitzrayim, before they left Mitzrayim to become Geirim, says Tosis, no, they didn't afterwards need another Bris Mila or need a Tofas Dan Bris, because Meikoro Kishe Molu Atzmon, Molu Likoneis Bibris Hamokoim, Veli Bodin Mishar Umois, Vegam Keata Tovlu, and now they have a Tvila, and therefore they could use that original Mila which was made Kdei Likoneis Libris. This was also enough, and therefore they don't need to have afterwards another Tofas Dan Bris. The Ramban actually in Ivomus Mevovam Ed Aleph, he's Mesopik in this halacha. And he says, we have to know Shevet Levi, who already did the Bris Mila in Mitzrayim, do they need actually a Tofas Dan Bris later on to know that to become a Geir? Says the Ramban, we know the Halacha is that a Goy who wants to become a Yid and needs to have a Mila, even though he did already a Mila and he hasn't got any Orla anymore, because he's an Arvi Mohol, he is already, the Arabs, they also do Bris Mila and they don't have any Mila anymore. Afal Pikein says a Gemara, the Arvi Mohol, if he wants to come and do a bris, and he wants to come and become a Geir, the Halacha is he needs to have a Tofas Dan Bris. because that mila which was done was nothing. He was a goy, and therefore now he needs to have a tofes dam bris, even though he doesn't have any oil anymore. But he needs to have a meisa mila, and this is in, with a meisa of a tofes dam bris. Says the Ramban, we have to know if Shevet Levi, is it enough, the mila which they did originally, or do they need a meisa, which this meisa itself is like a meisa mila of geirus. The Ramban Lechatchila says, Alechayra, you should need a tofes dam bris. But later on he says, like the Sword of Tosfos by us, that since the reason why the Bnei Levi, they're not like Goyim, where a Goy b'chlal is not matzuvah on the Mila, a Goy doesn't have a tzivui at all, and therefore it's nothing what he did, but a Geir, the Levim, they were matzuvah from Bimei, Avraham Avinu already had the tzivui of a Bris Mila, of a Yiddish Mila, and therefore they can use this Mila which they did in Mitzrayim, in order that they should become Geirim later on, during Matan Torah, just like someone who did a Bris Mila when he left Mitzrayim. So this is Maskona of the Ramban in Yevomus and Tosfos by us, that every person who did a Bismillah as long as he was a Yid, and he did a Bismillah, Likonis, Lebris, this will be enough not to be Mechayiv him later on at Tofas Dam Bris. Now this was a very big Shaila La'alocha, Reb Cheskel Abramsky in the Sefer Zikoron, on Reb Cheskel Abramsky in Omud Nun Dalet, in the Sugya of Tofas Dam Bris, says Reb Cheskel Abramsky, there was a story of a Mishpocha who didn't know Bichlal, that they were Goyim, and they took on the whole time that they were Yidden, and they did a Bris Mila, like all Yidden on Ben Shmoy Nas Yomim, on the 8th day they did a Bris Mila, like a normal Yiddish Bris, and later on they found out that there's a Shaila, and it could be that Be'emes, the mother, wasn't Jewish, and therefore they need to have a Geirus, L'chumri Al Kaponim, they need to have a Geirus to make sure that they are Be'emes Yidden. Now this Mishpocha came to ask a Shaila, if it is enough for them to go and do Tevila by itself, just like Noshim on Nichnas Libris Bitvila, there's no Mila. So too, even though they, or Zchorim, they normally need to have a Mila. If they want to come Yid and they want to have a Geirus, they need to have a Mila also. But over here, the Mila which was done was actually a Mila of Yisrael. They did the Mila with a Kavona, Lachnisoi Bivisoi Shal Avraham Avinu, with the Brochus, and with Yidden, and therefore it could be that maybe this Mila which they did was also enough to say that this is called a Mila, Likonis Libris. And therefore now, it is not needed to do a tofas dam bris, like Arvi Mohu Legoy, who had a Mila, and he now wants to come become a Geir, he has to have a tofas dam bris. Because over here, they actually had a Mila of Yisrael, so even though they're not Metzuvah, they're not actually Mechuyev, they were not Mechuyev, if they were Goyim, their Mila was nothing. But since the idea of this Mila was Likonis Lebris, maybe they can now use this Mila in order to become a Geir, Al Smach, using this Mila together with the Tvila now to become Geirim. And Ibchesk Abramsky paskin that you could use this Mila, and it's not necessary for them to have actually a Tovas Dam Bris, and he says this is a Raya from our Toysus and our Ramban, that they say that even Shevet Levi, who do not actually did the Bris, Bishas Yitzir Min Mitzrayim, they did it way earlier, Mimoy Savrom, Afal Pikein even so, says Toysus, since the idea of the Bris is Likonis, Librisoi shall Avraham Avinu, and the idea why they were doing it is for the bris of Avraham Avinu. This alone is enough that they do not have to have afterwards a tofas dam bris. This is a big chidush of Reb Cheskel Abramsky that he paskened lemaisa to say that they do not need a tofas dam bris as long as it was a milas yisrael, even though actually they were goyim. Reb Moshe Feinstein in the tshuva in Yerideh in Chilek Beis in Mekuv Chavches, he argues and he says la'alocha, this is not true. The halacha is that a goy who thought that he's Yisrael, and he did a Milas Yisrael, and B'Shmoy Nas Yomim, with the Brochus, and he did a Kavona of Lachnisa B'Visa Shal Avraham Avinu, since he didn't know that he was a Goy, and the Maisa Mila was nothing, because he is a Goy, he's not M'chuyev in Mila, therefore this Mila is not enough to be used later on if he wants to become a Geir, and he needs to have another Tofas Dam Bris, and it is not similar to the case of us by Shevet Levi. Because Shevet Levi Tosfos over here says that Meikoya Kishemalu, the idea was Likonis later on Libris. They had a Kavona of later on that they're going to become Yidden, and this was the idea of doing this Bismillah. More so in the Ramban explains that the reason is because the Levim were already Mitzvah, they already had the Mitzvah from this man of Avraham Avinu, therefore it was Chal that has it called a Maisa of a Bismillah. But a normal Goy who just thought that he's a Yisrael, this is not enough, even though the Kavona of the person was to be with this bris to become Likonis, Lachnisa, Bivisa, Shal Avraham Avinu, Besezer, Moshe Feinstein. This is not enough, and we need to have Kavona for Geirus, and Mamela, Maise Goy is nothing, and he has to have a Tofas Dam Bris later on, even though he had already a Mila of Yisrael. Now, Bemis, we find already in the Maaser Yekeach, on the Rambam in the Surah Bia, Perikud Gimel, he brings down his Tosfos, and he explains that Tosfos over here means that they need to have Kavona originally the Levim for to become Likonis Libris later on, Mefurish in Tosfos, Mefurish in the Maaser Yekeach, and he learns Pshah in Tosfos, like a Moshe, and the din is that only in the case where you have Kavona to use this Bris Mila in order to use it later on to become a Ger, this is when the Mila works, but not in the case where you have a Mila Sisro without any Kavona for Gerus. So too Chasam Sefer, in Chile Beis Yerodea Simen Aleph, over there, and also Simen Kuf Lamed Beis, he over there says that a Mila Gerus needs to be Lishmo, he needs to have Kavona Lishmo. We have to know if this is included in a case where he didn't know Bichlal he's becoming a Geir through this Maisa Mila, if this is enough. But the Maisa, the Ikka Shaila, even though Ramosha disagrees, and Ibcheska Abramsky holds that you do not need that Tov Astam Bris, but there's a Shaila already earlier on in the Beis Avraham, brought down over here in the Sefer Oitzah Chidushim over here on Krisis, in Simen Tesvav, and he brings down that Ram Nosson Adler already, Paskin Alocha, that you do not need that Tov Astam Bris. So too over there he brings down a letter from Shmuel Salant, that he passed also in Yerushalayim, a similar story, also that they do not need a tafas tambris if their kavona during the Bismillah was le'achnisoi b'vrisoi shel Avraham Avinu. Namelu have a big machlokes in the poskim, how to understand this milas gerus of during Shevet Levi, is it enough if they had kavona for milas Yisrael, will this be enough, or they have to actually have a kavona to be nichnas libris, or al koponim Shevet Levi were already metzuvah, they already had the chiyuv of Avraham Avinu's bris, and therefore it works, but not like a normal goy who's going to, by mistake, have kavona for a milas Yisrael. This is a big machlokes if you need to have a tofas and bris built on our sugya and our tosfos over here in Krisis Daftes. Now, one final point on our sugya, on this sugya over here. The Gemara says that the way is the makor that Klal Yisrael had a tevila. Where do we find in the Torah that he did a tevila during Matan Torah? Says the Gemara, because since it says in Pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu took the dam and he was Yizrik Alaom and he did the Zrika of the dam onto the Am, onto Klal Yisrael, then the Klal is Ein Azor below Tevila. We cannot have any Azor on a person without any Tevila, therefore we definitely know that Klal Yisrael originally had a Tevila before the Azor as Hadam. It seems in the Gemara clearly that the Yizrik Alaom, the translation of the Pasuk, the Pshat in the Pasuk is that Moshe Rabbeinu actually shechted these Korbonos and he did the Zrika. Part of this Zrika was done Alaom on actually the people themselves. Tosfos Yeshanim over here is mavur that they shechted a lot of korbanos in order that it should be able to be enough blood to go and put the blood on Alaom. It's mavurish in Tosfos Yeshanim also that actually the zrika was done on the people themselves, and this is the zrika which the pasuk says vayizrik Alaom. So to Tosfos in Yuma in Daf Talad Omad Aleph is also mavurish that this is a pshat in the pasuk kipshutoi that Moshe Rabbeinu vayikach Moshe es Adam vayizrik Alaom means he actually made the zrika onto the people himself. Now, even though Tosfos Yeshanim says that he made many korbonos in order to have a lot of dam, the Evan Ezra over there in Parshas Mishpatim, he explains that it was enough that there was Zurich, the dam which Rabbeinu did the Zrika, on the Zikne Yisrael, on the elders of the Yisrael, this was enough to be Mekayim, the Din Zrika on everyone, and there wasn't actually a dam on every single one of the Eden, but the Maisa Tosfos Yeshanim learns it means literally, there's Vayizrik Alaom. But the Maisa, as we look in the Targum Unkelos over there in Parshas Mishpatim, over there he explains that the Yizrik Alaom does not mean literally, and over there says the Targum Unkelos, Uzrak al Madbecha, and he Zurik the dam on the Mizbeach, Lechapora al Amo. The idea of the Zrika on the Mizbeach, it wasn't actually a Zrika al Ha'om. It wasn't on the Yidden himself, it was a Zrika on the Mizbeach, Lechapir al Amo. It was for the Kapora, for Klal Yisrael. Therefore says the Targum Unkelos, or to Targum Unison over there, that there was no actually any Azor on the people themselves. The Azor was done on Mizbeach, but the idea of the Azor was Lechapor al Amo. So Lechayir, according to Targum Unkelos, we have to understand the Gemara's Raya over here. The Gemara over here says that the whole Makur that we know that Klal Yisrael did a Tevila is because of the Klal of Ein Azor below Tevila. But if we're going to say now that the Azor actually didn't take place on the Guf of the Klal Yisrael himself, but it was done as Rikal and Mizbeach, so what is the Raya, the Ein Azor below Tevila? How do we know that they did the Tevila, but there was no Azor on them? And therefore, Lechuria, we haven't got any Makur anymore to say that Klal Yisrael did the Maisa Tevila when they came Libris during Matan Torah. This question was asked by the Neir Talmid over here on the Sefer in Krisis, and it's brought down in a Sefer Toldos Adam from Reb Zilmer of Elozhin, that the Neir Talmid, when he was writing a Sefer on Krisis, he actually came to Vilna to go and ask Reb Zilmer of Elozhin this Shaila, that according to the Targum Unkelos, how do we learn Pshat in our Gemara? L'chari al-Gemara is mafurish that the Zrika was actually on the Amin himself, because this is the whole Makur to say that there was a Tevila because of the Klal of Ein Azar B'loi Tevila. And says over there the Tudor this Odom, in Chelik Aleph, in Perik Dalet, and this is brought down actually by us in the Neir Tomid, and he says a very nice teretz, so here, to be mazbe with the Shitta of the Targum Unkelis. This teretz we find also in the Mitzpeh Eson, in Yumad Aftalad Omad Aleph. So too the Mashiach Chochma, at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, he says the same teretz, and they explain like this. We find in the Gemara Yivomis, that Menvav Omad Aleph, a machlokes between Ebelezer and Ebishua, if a geirus is enough with a mila by itself. Ebelezer has a Shitta, that goy shemol v'loy toval, he only did a bris mila, but he didn't actually did a tvila, is also enough to be called a geir. Ebelezer says that it's called a geir because, says Ebelezer, have a riot, because shekim otzinu ba'avoyseinu shemolu v'loy tovlu. If we look in Matan Torah, they only did a bris mila, they didn't do any tvila. Mashinken Ebishua disagrees, and Ebishua says, in a geir, at sheyomol v'yitboi, he has to do mila and a tvila, because ba'avoyseinu, during Matan Torah, they also had a tvila, because ein azor b'loy tvila, like our Gemara says. Now, says Tosfos over there, that L'chayra, Ebishua has a good taina, ein azor b'loy tvila, of course they did a tvila. If they had a azor, they must have had a tvila. Says Tosfos, it seems that Ebelezer disagrees with this klal of ein azor b'loy tvila, and he holds yesh azor b'loy tvila, and therefore he holds that there's no actual tvila which took place during the Matan Torah. But over there, the Tosfos Yeshonim in Yevamos, my volume with base, explains that Ebelezer learns a different pshat in the pasuk, like the Targum Onkelos, and he says, even though it says, Vayizrik ala om, doesn't mean that the Zrika took place on the goof of the Yidden himself, but it means the Zrika was on the Mizbeach, lechapor al amo, and therefore, there's no makori for a tain of in azor b'loi tvila, and be'emes Ebelezer holds that geir shemo v'loi toval, he's be'emes, the halacha is, he has a din of a geir, because avoyseinu were nichten sulibris with mila by itself, without any tvila. So Mamela says in the Tomid from Ibzelmela, and he brings down also for Shishanim Ledovid like this, he says that if we look over here in the Onkelos, as we know, the Gemara Megillah in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph tells us that Onkelos was a Talmid of Ebelezer. He's also a Rebbe Shua. A lot of times he paskens like Ebelezer, and therefore, according to the Shitta of Ebelezer, actually there was no Hazor on the Guf HaKreanim because the Halacha was that was done on the Mizbeach, and this is like the Onkelos Taiches and Mamela. Therefore, from here Ebelezer takes out his Halacha that a geir is enough with the mila by itself because there's no actual tvila, and our Gemara is like Shitta of Yeshua, like it's Mavur in the Gemara Yevomis, and Yeshua is the one who holds that there was actually a Azor. Everyone agrees to the klal of in Azor below tvila, but the Machlokes is Gufa, what is the Pshah in the Pasuk, Vayizrik Alom? Yeshua learns that it means on the Am himself, and therefore we have a Makur that there was actually a tvila, and this is a Makur of Yeshua and Yevomis. Whereas Ebelezer disagrees because he holds like the Targum Onkelos explains, he's a Talmud of Ebelezer, and he explains Vayizrik al Amo, it means Vayizrik al Madbecha, Lechapor al Amo, and therefore there's a Geir already with a Mila by itself. This is a Yisoid which I can take out here. There's a Machlokes going on by Emes and Al Gemara, and Al Gemara is only Shitta Sebishua and not like Shitta of Ebelezer. Now moving further on into the next Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us as Alocha that sometimes korbonos are brought also al amezid, also not just al shogeg, habo al shivcha, the parsha of shivcha charufa, the chivas korban is also bemezid, so to nozish nitma. And then the Mishnah tells us that another Alocha of shivcha charufa is that the korban is maybe korban echod al aviris harbe, habo al shivcha biois harbe, only has to bring one korban, the Gemara in the south from a pasuk, that they bring a korban al amezid also, and so too the korban can be brought al biyos harbe. There's no din that you have to bring a korban on every single maisa aviri by itself, but you can bring one korban al aviri harbe. The Gemara at the end of the Omud brings down the shaila boi minei b'chanina to norme b'yichnon halbo al chomish shivchis charufois behelom achas me mau, what is the halacha, chayev akol achas v'achas or yein chayev l'achas? Rashi explains the shaila of the Gemara Be'elam Achas, Kudem Sheyilke V'yovi Korban Al-Zu, Chozar Bo Al-Zu. Rashi explains the shaila is that we're discussing a shaila B'mezid, there's a shaila of Malkus over here, even though we know, we'll learn later on in Daf Yud Aleph, that the Malkus is only actually on the Shivcha, but he is not Chayiv Malkus, he is only Chayiv Korban. Rashi over here seems to imply that he is also Chayiv Malkus. The Orch Lene discusses, maybe this is a different Malkus of Lo'yeh Kodesh, we'll see later on in Daf Yud Aleph. But Al Kaponim is Mavur that Rashi learns the Shaila of talking about someone who's Boa Shivcha Charufa B'mezid. This is the din that he comes and he brings normally a korban ala mezid also. But over here, since there were five separate shivchos charufos, which are gufim mechlokim, like the Gemara is going to explain, maybe there's a different chiyuv on everyone, and therefore you have to bring five separate korbanos. Rabbi Negeshim over here learns clearly that the shayla of the Gemara, Behelom Achatz, is discussing a case of a shoygig, like the normal literal translation of the Gemara, b'shoygig Behelom Achatz. He didn't know yet there's an Issa Avir, and b'shoygig there's a din of a korban also on a bar Ashuvcha Charufa. The Chavetz Chaim over here discusses different various reasons why you actually should change the pashtus of the Gemara and learn that the Gemara is talking about b'mezid and not talking about b'shoygig. Now, the Gemara over here tells us in the end that the reason why this chayev, says the Gemara, this chayev akol achas v'achas, because we have a ribuy of the hi shivcha, the Gemara, the top of Tesamit base, l'riachale kal kol shivcha v'shivcha, yichayev on every single shivcha because of din of gufim muchlokim. Toisves in the Ramaschal hi shivcha asks that normally it's a tamer, says Toisves, normally misvore one should say there's a klal of gufim muchlokim. We find this many times in Shas. Later on in Daf Tesvav, so too to Tesis in Chulin, in Daf Pei Beis Amid Beis, we find the klal of gufim uchlokin, that if there's every guf is separate, then we chayev on every one separately, and you can't be chayev even one haloma, even in a case where there's only one shogeg, you chayev on every single one a different korbin. Mamela says Tesis, why dafka over here by Shivcha Charufa, do we find that the Torah needs to tell us a separate limud and a separate drosha to teach us this halacha of gufim uchlokim? Normally by all our ayahs, we know this is a klal everywhere, but we see less benoi, everywhere we have this din of gufim uchlokim. Why is dafka over here by Shivcha Charufa, do we need to have an extra limud to teach us this idea and this concept of gufim uchlokim? But say many achronim, the Neitomid already brings us down from the Gilyon of the Gemara of the Tiferes Lemoshe, the Avi Yaakov, Lochdeneh, the Redal, they all answer that Be'emes is very different over here, the korban of the Shivcha, because as we explained, the korban of the Shivcha comes b'mezid also, even though normally the korban only is b'shegig. The Gemara tells us, the Mishnah says, that this case is Bo'al Azodin k'shegig also, he comes even if you chayiv b'mezid, there's also, you're over the Avir b'mezid, you also chayiv a korban. Mamela says, say the Achrinim, that the one can argue and one can understand that the klal of gufim muchlokin normally is found in the din of chatos, which is a din by shoygig. Normally we have a halacha of a shoygig that behelom echod, you only chayev one korban because the aloma is only one shgoga. He made one mistake, he didn't know about this din, and there's one shgoga that you only chayev one korban. And on that we have a klal of gufim muchlokin that even though he's one aloma, but if he's separate gufin, then he's chayiv on every guf by itself. There's a separate aveir. This is enough to go and say that each maisa is a different separate maisa aveir, enough to be mechayivim a korban, even though they're all done with one aloma. But say the achrinim that over here, we're discussing even someone who's over aveir b'mezid. When a shivcha charufa, when he's bought out a shivcha charufa b'mezid, there's no one aloma. There's a din that b'mezid chayiv a korban. There's no aloma. He knew it was aveir. And he still was over the Aveira, he has to bring a korban. So in this case, even though we have a Gzis HaKosuv teaching us that when he's Boal Shivcha Bio Yisarbe, even B'mezid is going to be Chayv only one korban, but who said on this is enough of a klal of Gufim Uchlokim that on every Guf we can look at it like a separate Aveira? Because anyway there were separate Aveiras. And Afa became even so B'mezid, we still have a Gzis HaKosuv to tell us that you only bring one korban. So Mamela, maybe the din of Gufim Uchlokim won't make any difference, because anyway he has a different mezid on every single one, and still the Torah says only to bring one korban. Mamela, this is very different than what we find normally, that we have one shogeg, we can look at it like one big avera, and on that we know that Gufim Uchlokim says, misvore, that there's a din to look at every single one like a different avera, but this is only by a shogeg where we have something to go mimachid, to go and put all the averes together in one, because it's behelom echod. But over here, we talk about even bemezid, and the reason why Yechayiv one korban is Gzeis HaKosuv, memela over here, we would have a havamina that even gufim uchlokin is also in Yechayiv one korban, kamash malon. We need over here, dafka, a separate posuk, to teach us that there's a klal of gufim uchlokin, even bemezid also, and this is the way Rashi explained originally the Gemara, that the shayla of the Gemara be'emes was the shayla dafke b'mezid in the case where it's gufim uchlokim, because mitzad the shayla of shigig, then the b'emes will be like a normal klal of gufim uchlokim, that we have a different din on a different aveira on every single one. This is the yesod of achrinim explained over here. It's a different din of gufim uchlokim, even in the case of b'mezid. Now, just one more final point over here in this shiur is the din of the Mishnah on Tesumid Beis. The Mishnah says, "Hamekane leishtoi alidei anoshim harbe." This is also one of the cases that he may be korban echod al averis harbe. He only brings one korban. Over here, the Tesis Yishonim asks in the Ramaschil Torah Achas that the Gemara tells us in Soita that Yud Chesumid Beis that eino isha shoyse v'shoyne, she can never become a Soita twice. And if she's already drunk and she's already gone through the whole procedure of the din of the parasha Soita, then she cannot become a Soita again. Rabbi Yehuda over there disagrees, but only by two different husbands. But in a case where she's still married to the same husband, then even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that there's no case that she could be shoyse v'shoyne. Mamela asks the Tosfos Yeshanim, what's going to be the case over here that it could be mekane leishtoi alidei anoshim harbe? How is this possible? Eino isha shoyse v'shoyne. But says Rabbi Yehuda Ochlaneh, he points out that Tosfos in Soita of Yud Chesamet Beis explains that the case of our Mishnah is not in a case where she's already gone through the whole parsha and the whole procedure of a parsha Soita. We're talking about someone who was a Isha, Shenistera, and therefore the Baila was Mekaneh, and then he was Nistera, and now she's holding by going into the Beis HaMikdash to bring a Korban and to drink the waters of the Soita beforehand. Then the Baal was already Mekaneh again from someone else. And then she was Nistero, she was Nistero together with Miss Yachid, together with this second person. And now she actually has Anoshim Harbe, she has already a few people that the husband is going to be, is Mekana her for, and is Chivas Korban and the Pasha of Saita for two different people, even though she hasn't actually yet started the procedure at all, even for the first person. And on this person, says the Mishnah, that this Mekane Leishta Elde Anoshim Harbe, she doesn't actually bring, the husband doesn't bring a Korban Mincha, a separate one for every single person he was Mekane her for. But the halacha is that he's Mekane Leishta Elde Anoshim Harbe, bring only one Korban, and there's only one procedure of a Seita. This is all for one, for all these people that this Isha was Misyachid with, and was Nistero, the din is a Mekane Leishta Elde Anoshim Harbe. But Enechanami, in a case where she's already finished the procedure, then she cannot actually go and drink again, because the Mishnah says in Seita, Ein no Isha, Shoyse v'shoyne. Now there's a very famous question over here on the Mishnah, from the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch asks, in Mitzvah Shin Samech Vav, his base, he says, that we have to bemis understand the Mishnah. What is the Chidush over here, Mekane Leishtoi, Alidei Anoshim Harbe, that the husband can go and be Mashke the Isha, and make the Isha drink the waters, and La Anoshim Harbe, and it brings only one Korban. L'chayya, the Gemara tells us over there in Soita, the din is, V'omer Isha Omein, Omein, says the Gemara, that even though the husband is only actually bringing her to Beis Din and to the Beis HaMikdosh, only about one man who she was Soisa with, she was Mizyachid with, this person. But the halacha is that if the husband is Choshed her for any other men, then the halacha is that he can be Megalgel and he can force the Isha to go and make a Shavua and to promise that she wasn't Mizana with any other men also, even though actually she's bringing her, the husband is bringing her to Beis Din and to the Beis HaMikdosh only for the stira of one man. This is the halacha of Gilgal. Memele asks him, Michas Chinuch over here, what is the nafke minna? And the chiddush of the Mishnah, that she can actually drink for all the different anoshim, what is the nafke minna? Anyway, we have a way of finding out, of doing a bedika through even one person. The husband has the halacha of a Gilgal. The husband can go and be megalgal and force her to go and make a shvur and to go and be mekabel, to go and make sure that she wasn't mezana with everyone else. And then also the halacha is that if she was mezana with anyone else, the din is she's going to have the same toitzor, and this, all the klolos which are said in the pasuk over there are going to be niskayim, even though she was actually mezana with a different person who the husband's only megalgal. Mamela asked me, Chas Chinuch, what is the chiddush of here of the Mishnah, Hamekane Leishtoi Alidei Anoshim Harbe? Says in Chas Chinuch a very interesting teretz, and he says that even though we found over there in the Gemara in Soita that there's the idea of a Gilgal, and she can go and make a shvur, and therefore later on, if she was actually mezaneh, then she gets the same oynish. But this is only, it only works on the Isha herself. The Gemara tells us in Soita Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis that the same way the waters check the Isha HaSoita, so too it checks also the boil. And the person who's mezaneh with this Isha has the same oynish, and also whatever says in the Pasuk by what's going to happen to the Isha, so too happens to the boil. This is the Bedika, which the Gemara tells us in Soita Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Says Amir Chas Chinuch, this din is only in a case where the husband is actually bringing his wife to Beis Din and to the Beis HaMikdosh, and she's drinking the waters for this person who the husband was Kana her from, and she was Nistara with this person. But the Din of Gilgul, even though it works to be Boidek the Isha, but it's not going to be Boidek the Boil. The person who was Mezana from her to her, the person, is not going to be Boidek, it's not going to work, the waters are not going to work, only for the person she's actually drinking for. Memela says, this is a nafkemina. Since the Mishnah of Yer tells us Alocha that the Mekane Leishta Elidei Anoshim Halbe, she can drink for many different people, then the Bedika is going to work also for the boil of all these people who the husband was Mekane for, even though the din of her own Bedika could be Elidei Gilgul, but this only works for the Isha and not for the boil. This is a Chiddush of the Michas Chinuch to answer the Ribui and the Chiddush over here in our Mishnah. The Kainoyer in Soita Daf Yitches on Edbeis, he says that one can say that even though there's a din of Gilgul, but it's up to the husband. The husband's not forced to go mi megalgal. The husband doesn't have to go and make a shvur on every single person the husband's choshed her for. And therefore, if the husband would say that he doesn't want to be megalgal, then maybe, if not for our Mishnah, he'll bring a separate kol b'mincha and a separate mashke, he'll be shashkor for every single ish, for every single person that he's choshed for, because the din of Gilgal is not mechuyif. So says the Mishnah by us, even though he was the din of Gilgal, he doesn't have to do. But over here, if he brings a korban, it automatically goes on all the people he was mekana for and his nistra that she was miyachid with. And memela, this is the din. I'm mekana lishta idei anoshim halbe. Even though the husband doesn't actually want to be megalgal and he wants to force her to go and bring a separate korban each one, but it automatically works on all of them together. Alas mahalach says in Michal Feinstein over here in his shiurim a big chiddush. And he says that the din is be'emes a soita, who is a sofik soita before she's drinking the waters. The halacha is that she has halacha of a tumah. The Gemara tells us in soita of chavches v'nistur of initmor, a sofik soita is osa lebailo. She's osa to her husband because the husband is choshet of a sofik soita. She has a tumah on her, and it only goes away during the hashkor, only after she's drunk the waters and she's found out to be tori. Then she becomes mutter, permitted to her husband. Says the Michal, a big chiddush, and he says that the Chayra, one can say that the reason why the Isha becomes mutter later on, once she's already found out that she's Torah, is not because now we know that she's Torah. It is actually the procedure of the Ashkor itself, which is a mate on her tumah. Since she had the tumah of a Sofik Soita, this tumah remains on her until she has a Ashkor, until you actually drink the water, and this is what's been mate her lebailo. Mamela, in the case of a Gilgul, even though normally we can be megalgal onto other people also to find out whether this Isha was Mazana with anyone else, but Lemaisa, if she did a kinui and a stira with someone else also, then she's also to her husband because she has a din of a sofik soita to that person also. Therefore, it won't help that we're going to now find out that she actually wasn't Mazana through the klal of a Gilgul. Because over here, we have to have a mati on this tumor of a sofik soita. And since she has an extra tumor of a sofik soita because of the second person, the only way this tumor is going to go away is only if there's going to be a separate ashkor and a separate korban mincha being brought for to go and be mate, to go through the procedure of ashkor in the parasha in order to go mimate her lebailo. And therefore, even if we're going to find out through Gilgul that she was not mezana with a second person, but she's still going to be also lebailo, she'll still be also because of the tumor of a sofik soita over here, unless there's actually a krover and a procedure done separately for this person. And on this, we need to have a chiddush in our Mishnah, ha-mekane le-ishta, le-dei anoshim harbe, that one hashkor and one korban mincha works for both of them, and therefore she becomes actually mutter lebailo after the procedure is finished, and we found out that she's memes Torah and she wasn't mezana with anyone. So these are a few terutzim to this famous kasha of the Michas Chinuch, what happened over here to the Mishnah of Gilgul, and we said a few terutzim in the Nafgeminis over here in the din of a Sofik Soita.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.